The artists explore the surroundings of Longjega. They gather mushrooms and berries, sharing them later at a communal dinner. These treasures from nature are also collected for artistic work. Art is not only created in the workshops, but also in the forest and the entire environment, which together form an atelier. These activities focus on essential aspects such as food gathering and offer a new perspective far removed from urban reality. The spatial installation Fata Morgana, developed by artist Seong Kim, highlights a crucial aspect: the dependency on climatic conditions, which ultimately affect food gathering and harvest. In her installation, various plants are illuminated by changing light. Over time, the light fades and the installation disappears into darkness. Fluorescent plants begin to glow, creating a new perception of the space. Searching for food in the untouched nature requires much work, time, and concentration. At first glance, much in the forest appears to be just green, but upon closer inspection, other colors suddenly emerge, indicating the possible presence of edible resources. For instance, the yellow of the chanterelle stands out in sharp contrast to the surrounding green, attracting people, yet it remains uncertain whether it is indeed the chanterelle. Gathering edibles in nature therefore requires not only persistent focus, but also sometimes the element of chance and luck, similar to the desire to find water in the desert. Have you ever experienced a Fata Morgana?